Welcome to Managing AML. I am Dr. Garcia Manero. I am a professor in the Department of Leukemia at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. I'm live at the ASH annual meeting here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I would like to spend just a few minutes with you reviewing the phase two study of prasinostat plus azacitidine in elderly acute myelogenous leukemia. This is abstract 1358. So prasinostat is a histone deacetylase inhibitor that we at MD Anderson and other centers have developed from the phase one trial now all the way to phase three studies in MDS and now acute myelogenous leukemia. So as you know, there's been a long history of combining hypomethylating agents with histone deacetylase inhibitors. And this particular agent, prasinostat, in a study of 50 patients with AML, gave us really remarkable results. So in the study, we showed a complete remission rate over 40%. And what is more important, we saw actually a median survival over 19 months, that in a group of patients with a median age of 75 years, I think is quite substantial. And we are very excited about this data. So based on this, there is a phase three randomized multi-center, multi-country trial that is actually now already accruing patients, where we're going to test the hypothesis that adding prasinostat to the azacitidine improves survival and response in patients with acute myelogenous leukemia. So this is actually a presentation that we had at ASH last year in an oral podium. This is a poster where we actually were evaluating the relationship between dose exposure or treatment exposure and outcomes. And it turns out in this analysis that those patients that actually received more prolonged therapy had a significant improvement on survival and outcomes on this therapy. So I think it's very nice to see these results, and actually gives a very significant basis for the phase three trial that is already going. And it's a very large ambitious trial, but it's multi-center, multiple countries around the world, and I'm very optimistic about the results of this trial. Thank you for this opportunity.